I'm Ryan LaCroix in the KOSU Oklahoma City studios, and this is Sample Size. Every week we talk music news and new music releases with Matt Carney, the pop music columnist for the Oklahoman's entertainment magazine, Look at OKC. Hey, Matt.
How do you run?
Well, today we're looking at Matt's most anticipated albums of 2015. And first up, we have a band that took 8 years off from recording, sounding like they've never stopped on their new album.
You know, between Aphex Twin and D'Angelo both dropping records last year, and My Bloody Valentine in 2013, we've had a good little run of long-dormant volcanoes suddenly erupting. This year we can expect the same from a pair of Northwestern rock bands that formed in the 90s, Slater Kinney and Modest Mouse. We played you guys a new song from the former band a few weeks ago, and now it's time for one from the latter. It's called Lampshades on Fire, and it should come as really good news to anybody who loves Modest Mouse. It's scratchy, ramshackle, loud, and unrelenting. And even though he's nearly about 8 years from putting out a record, Isaac Brock still definitely sounds like he's perpetually 5 seconds away from bursting a lung. Well, the lampshades on fire, when the lights go out, this is what I really call a party now.
That's Modest Mouse with Lampshades on Fire off their upcoming sixth album, Strangers to Ourselves, which is due out on March 3rd on Epic Records. Next, we have a young songwriter that's on the verge of releasing her fifth studio album.
As she gets older, and she's still just 24, Laura Marling's brand of folk music just gets more and more interesting. The UK native has been putting out records since she was 16, my favorite so far being 2011's A Creature I Don't Know, which mixed ancient mythology with a love for John Steinbeck. Here in the new single Short Movie from her forthcoming record of the same name, I hear more instruments in the mix than I've ever heard on one of her songs, as well as an intensity in her voice that's almost kind of scary. By the end of the song, Marling sounds to be abusing an acoustic guitar as she vows not to take things slow. It seems to me that Laura Marling is determined to live beyond all else, a life without regrets. And if she can channel that sound into a whole record like she does with this song, then I'm totally on board.
That's Laura Marling with the title track from her upcoming album titled Short Movie. NPR Music calls it bold and aggressive, and it's due out on March 24th via Virgin Records. Finally, we have an electronic producer from Baltimore that leans heavy on the pop side on his new single.
For my money, Dan Deacon is one of the most provocative and thoughtful electronic musicians that this country has to offer. His last record, 2012's pointedly titled America, was one of that year's two or three best, evoking the country's landscape while also challenging traditional Manifest Destiny-type beliefs in land ownership. And while America was said to have been inspired by a days-long cross-country train ride where Deacon took in a lot of gorgeous natural scenery, this new song, titled Feel the Lightning, is much slower and stocked with funky cultural allusions, more like his earliest album, the excellently titled Spider-Man of the Rings. Feel the Lightning here is cartoonish and silly, with Deacon himself singing the higher-pitched bits, and synthesizers that sound so big and fuzzy that you can practically reach out and grasp the sound in your hand.
Yeah. current issue of Look at OKC features the greatest music, food, and movies Oklahoma City had to offer in 2014. I'm Ryan LaCroix.
And I'm Matt Carney.
And this has been Sample Size. You can follow me on Twitter at KOSU Ryan.
And I'm at OK Matt Carney.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Ryan.